Applications, applications. Nathan was a short, skinny 16-year-old boy, ready to apply for his first job. Most of his friends were in sports or after-school clubs, but Nathan was only in band and choir and had a lot of free time after school. Because of this, he decided it was time to apply for a job and start making money. His parents promised him that if he were able to save $2,000, they would help him buy his first car. The day Nathan turned 16, he went to apply for jobs, but he did not know what type of job he wanted. He did not want to work in a fast food restaurant. It didn't sound fun. He didn't know anything about style or fashion, so a clothing store wouldn't be interesting. Nathan couldn't figure out where to begin, so he asked his mom for advice. "I don't know where to apply, Mom," Nathan said. "All of these jobs sound so boring. I know I'm only 16 and it's my first job, but I want to at least like my job." "Well, Nathan, we all know you like music. Have you thought about seeing if the music store needs a cashier or someone to help them with instrument repairs?"
"Musitopia! That's a great idea! Thanks, Mom!"
Nathan yelled his thanks as he ran to his bedroom to apply for a job at Musitopia Online. Filling out the application was easy for Nathan. He was smart and typed quickly. The application asked him basic questions such as his full name, birth date, previous employment, and how much education he had. Because he was only in high school and had never had a job before, his application looked kind of blank. Nathan hoped that he would get called for an interview and they would hire him because of his passion for music. Many of the workers at Musitopia knew Nathan, and they all loved when he came into the store. So Nathan waited and waited. 3 days passed, and he had not heard anything. Musitopia was closed on the weekends, and because it was now Friday, he would have to wait until at least Monday for a call about his application.
"Why don't you just call them?" Nathan's dad asked him.
"What if they haven't had the chance to look at it yet? Maybe they're just busy," Nathan replied.
"Well, call them on Tuesday after school. It will have been a week since you applied. They already know you, and it will show them that you are eager to work at Musitopia," Nathan's mom added to the conversation.
"Okay, I will," Nathan said reluctantly. The weekend had come and gone. Nathan knew he wouldn't hear anything because the store was closed. By the end of the afternoon on Monday, Nathan still hadn't heard anything about his application. He knew he was probably going to have to call Musitopia on Tuesday. He didn't know why he was so reluctant to call. He shopped at Musitopia all the time. He just didn't know quite what to say. Before Nathan knew it, it was Tuesday afternoon, and he needed to call the music store. He already had Musitopia's number saved in his phone because he called them often to ask about instrument repairs or other things he needed. He hit the phone icon next to Musitopia's name on his cell phone and put the phone to his ear. The phone rang twice before a Musitopia employee answered his call. Nathan froze at first and did not know what to say.
"Thank you for calling Musitopia. My name is Robin. How can I help you today?"
A store employee answered the phone.
Hi. I'm Nathan," Nathan quietly replied. "I sent in an application last week, and I was wondering if anyone had the chance to look at it."
"Let me grab a manager, and they will be able to talk to you about your application." The worker sounded cheerful. It put Nathan at ease. Nathan waited almost 2 full minutes for a manager to answer the phone. As he waited, he listened to the upbeat orchestral waiting music that was played on the store's phone whenever they asked him to hold. The familiarity of this music made him feel calm.
"Hi, this is Michael. What is your name?"
The manager did not sound as cheerful as Robin, but he sounded nice.
"My name is Nathan. I submitted an application last week and I was calling to see if you'd had a chance to look at it," Nathan responded.
"Oh, yes, Nathan. You come in here a lot, don't you? You play the saxophone?"
the manager asked Nathan, sounding more excited now.
"Yep, that's me."
Nathan hoped that how much time he had spent in the music store would help him get hired.
"Oh, wonderful. We had a lot of applications to sort through, so that took some time.
and we aren't exactly hiring right now, but I'd like to bring you in for an interview anyways. I think we can find a place for you, the manager said. Nathan was beyond excited. He knew this interview would be easy.
That's great! When would you like me to come in for an interview? Nathan asked Michael.
Does tomorrow after school work for you? Michael asked. You don't have to worry about dressing up. I know you won't have much time coming from school to the store, the manager added.
Sounds great. I will head over to the store right when school gets out, Nathan said.
I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Talk to you soon, the manager said.
See you tomorrow, Nathan said before he hung up the phone.
In 24 hours, he would be at his first job interview. Most people his age would be nervous for their first job interview, but Nathan knew it would be just like visiting the store. He wasn't nervous at all. Before he knew it, Nathan was in the car and on his way to his first job interview. He gripped the steering wheel of the car he borrowed from his parents. He was excited about the interview, and he hoped it would be easy. He didn't feel as calm as when he had accepted the interview, but he was still ready. When Nathan walked into the store, he approached the center of the store where the checkout counter was located and waited for an employee to walk over to him. As he waited, he examined the layout of the store. He looked at all of the instruments on the walls, records, and music books on the shelves, the corner where the instrument repair shop was, and down the hallway towards where music lessons took place. Suddenly, an employee approached him.
Hi, can I help you today? She asked him.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm here for an interview, he responded.
Oh, wonderful. I'll go grab Michael.
Feel free to browse the store while you wait, she said, as she walked towards an office.
Nathan browsed the area of the store near the checkout counter and waited for Michael to find him. It did not take long before Michael appeared.
Hey, Nathan, I'm Michael. Nice to meet you, Michael said as he shook Nathan's hand.
Hey, nice to meet you too, Nathan responded.
Let's go back to my office, Michael said as he began walking.
Nathan followed closely behind. Hopefully this will be quick and easy, Nathan thought to himself. He hadn't prepared at all for the interview.
You can have a seat, Michael said, as he took a seat behind his desk.
Nathan sat down and waited for Michael to ask a question. Michael began to speak again, this time saying,
So I already know a bit about you and your interests, because you come to the store so often. But why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm in band and choir, and other than that, I don't really do a lot of activities. As you can probably tell, music is really what I love, Nathan said.
I definitely can tell. I think you'll be a great fit here because of that.
Do you know what part of the store you would like to work in? Michael asked Nathan.
Well, I'm interested in all parts of the store. I was thinking that maybe I could start out as a sales associate to get to know everyone, and then maybe learn how to work in or help out different parts of the store, Nathan responded. He hoped Michael thought this was a good idea.
That's a great idea, Michael said. I think you would be great starting out as a cashier because you already know about many of our products. After some time doing that, maybe you could do an internship in our instrument repair shop or teach a couple of lessons a week, he added.
That sounds great. I would love to have those opportunities, Nathan answered.
How many hours do you want to work a week? Michael asked, taking notes as Nathan answered his questions.
I was thinking that I could start out with 15 to 20 hours. Because I'm still in school, I don't want to be doing too much work. And then, maybe in the summer, if you're okay with it, I could work 30 or more hours a week, Nathan responded.
Michael responded quickly.
That sounds great. I really don't have any more questions for you. I would like to hire you. Would you be able to come in tomorrow after school to do the new hire paperwork and get your uniform?
That is great! Thank you so much!
Nathan was excited. It took him only 1 week to apply for and get a job. He was proud of himself and knew his parents would be proud too. He was excited to go home and tell them the good news.
Great. I will see you tomorrow, then, Michael said, as he stood up and shook Nathan's hand for the second time. Michael walked Nathan out of his office, and they exchanged goodbyes. Nathan quickly exited the store to go home and share the news with his mom and dad.
Guess what?
Nathan exclaimed to his parents, who were sitting on the couch when he walked through the door.
Did you get the job?
His mom asked. She was smiling while she waited for an answer.
Yes, I did. I start tomorrow, Nathan said.
Congratulations! His parents said this at the same time. How about we take you out for a congratulatory dinner? His father asked him.
That sounds great, Nathan said.
Nathan and his family headed to an Italian restaurant to get dinner. Afterwards, he came home, did his homework, and went to bed. He was excited for his first day of work. He could hardly sleep. When Nathan arrived for work the next day, it was not as exciting as he had expected. He spent 4 hours filling out paperwork for his taxes and watching training videos explaining how to do things such as sell items and use a cash register. He also got his work uniform, which was a green shirt that he could wear with any pants that he wanted. Once he was finished with his training videos, Michael handed him a schedule.
I know today was pretty boring, but I promise it gets more fun. Everyone has to go through these training videos to help speed up the training process. Tomorrow, you're going to get to work with Robin, who will help you learn about different products we offer. She will also help you use the cash register in case you have any problems or questions. Do you have any questions for me before you clock out?
Nope. Seems pretty simple to me. I'm excited, Nathan responded.
He knew he was going to enjoy his new job. The next day, Nathan arrived to work. He clocked in and was given a tour of the store by Robin. Nathan learned that the store was separated into sections. Each type of instrument had a section. There was also a section for records and CDs, and a section for music books. Nathan was nearly an hour into his shift before any customers arrived. When one did, Robin's face dropped.
What's wrong?
Nathan asked her this very quietly so that the customer could not hear. Every time she is in here, she has a problem with something. She is our worst customer. I'll handle this since it is your first day. You can just watch, Robin said to Nathan. He was relieved he did not have to interact with his customer.
Excuse me.
The customer walked up to Nathan and Robin.
I'm looking for clarinet reeds. I need them to be number 3 thickness, she said.
Oh, she seems harmless. Maybe Robin was overreacting, Nathan thought to himself.
We actually are all out of that thickness of reeds. I could get you 1/2 step up or down, or we could order you in what you need.
We had a high school band teacher come in earlier and buy most of our reeds, Robin said.
Are you kidding me? This is a music store. You don't have reeds in stock?
No, I will not order them. I need to expect them for cracks before buying them.
The customer was yelling at Robin. Nathan quickly realized Robin was not overreacting when she had told him about this customer. All of our reeds are quality checked before shipment. If there was a problem, you could exchange the box for a full refund, Robin said, trying to help the customer.
I'm not going to waste my time coming back to this store when one of the reeds is broken, because that will happen, the customer argued. Can't you just check in the back and see if you have more reeds?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we pulled our entire stock for the teacher that came in earlier, Robin said calmly.
Well, I don't know how you can be so sure. You could have missed one. You work in a retail store for a reason. You can't be that smart, the lady said.
She insulted both Robin and Nathan.
Miss, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we can't help you today. If there's not anything else we can help you with, it would be better if you left now, Robin responded.
Excuse me? I am a paying customer. You cannot talk to me in that way. I demand to speak to your manager. The customer was yelling still. Robin sent Nathan to get Michael, and she told him to hurry. Nathan was worried that he was going to get in trouble with his manager
because of the customer's complaints. Nathan retrieved Michael from his office, and they both hurried out to the sales floor.
"Hi, I'm Michael, the manager. How can I help you?"
Michael asked the customer.
"Well, I was just told to leave by your employees here after I requested they look in the back for the reeds I need. I have rehearsal in 1 hour and don't have time for reeds to be shipped to me," the customer said. She was calm now that she was talking to Michael.
"We have no more reeds in the back. I'm sorry we can't be of better help. You might want to check the other store in town. They probably have more in stock,"
Michael said to the customer. He had dealt with her before. No one in the store liked this customer.
"What about these employees? Aren't they going to be reprimanded?"
While the customer asked this, she was staring angrily at both Nathan and Robin.
"Yes, I'm going to have a long talk with them about customer service, I assure you," Michael said.
"Good. Thank you so much for your assistance. I hope these two sales associates learned a thing or two today," the customer said. After this, she turned around and left the store. As she left, Nathan got nervous about what Michael had to say. He didn't want to be punished on his first day of the job.
"Good job handling that, guys. I always hate when she comes in," Michael said to Nathan and Robin. "Do you guys want some pizza for dinner?"
"I'll order it to the store," Michael asked.
"That would be great. Pepperoni, please," Robin said to Michael.
"So we're not in trouble?" Nathan shyly asked. Michael laughed as he said to Nathan,
"No, I always have to say that to her to get her to leave the store. You and Robin did great."
Nathan was relieved. On his first day, he experienced what every employee fears, an angry customer. He was now convinced that his job would be fun and easy, and he was excited to continue working with Robin and Michael. They all ended the night having a pizza dinner together, chatting about some of their worst customers. Nathan quietly listened. He was happy, tired, and proud of surviving his first real day of work.